Warwick Hatfield, welcome back.
Thanks very much, James. Good to be back. And can I, just before we get to the sport, can I ask one question?
You go as many
whenever
as you
I go, whenever I go to Sydney, it's always raining. Mm. I drove through New South Wales yesterday. I got to the Victorian border to be greeted by blue, sunny sky. So why are Sydney people so smug about their weather?
Well, it's timing. It's a timing thing. And your timing's sub-impeccable.
Yes, given the storms, one of which I had to endure last night, or the night before in Sydney, they are monstrous when they come down. But anyway, that's a little sidebar to what it's like to drive from Brisbane down to Melbourne.
Extraordinary. I hope there weren't children. Were there any kids in the car? Well, your kids are grown up, aren't they?
Well, there was one 31-year-old sitting next to me. Uh-huh. Yes, there was.
Fair enough. Did he whinge? Did he want to stop for wee-wee?
What about a smoke?
Oh, I'll get to that one day, I guess. Now, we should probably look at sport. What happened to the Socceroos overnight?
Well, they lost 1-0 to Qatar, however you pronounce it, however you want to pronounce it right now. 96th in the world. And look, Australia's had a very disappointing visit to the Middle East. Of course, the draw with the United Arab Emirates, nil all. Much ado about nothing, that one. And now this loss to the Qataris, it's a bit of a setback in many respects for Australia ahead of the Asian Cup next year. But at the same time, the coach, Ange Postecoglou, is making it very clear that he's in a process of finding out who he's got, whether they can play or not. Look, for instance, Mitch Langerak was in goal last night, replacing Matt Ryan. And also, in fact, it was Adam Federici who was in goal in the second half when the Qataris scored their goal. Right throughout this trip to the Middle East, Postecoglou's been making it clear this is a building process. He's got a lot of things to work for. He's building towards a World Cup in 3 years' time. So at the same time, though, Australian soccer can't afford to be losing these sorts of games against lowly ranked competition in these ways. It's when Postecoglou came over in his catch, came in as coach. There was this great joy in Australian in charge and so on. And it's not been as good as it could have been. And this was, of course, Australia's 500th international, so it was one to celebrate for lots of reasons, but not for the final result, James.
Which was what?
1-0.
1-0. That'll do it. Craig Cooper back for the Wallabies.
Yeah, Quade Cooper's back off. He'll start against the All Blacks this weekend off the bench. Now, he's a little bit of an enfant terrible for Australian rugby union, although his absence this time has been caused through injury, and his return is caused by the absence of Kirtley Beale, of course, who is in strife for sending those unsavoury text messages to a woman by the name of Di Patson, who is the business manager for the Wallabies. This whole incident has caused her to resign. It's also placed an awful lot of pressure on Ewan McKenzie, whose appointment we cheered on the basis that he was an Australian, but things haven't been going all that well for him since he's been appointed either. The Wallabies have been not in the greatest of form, and there were some signs they were getting better, but this instance revolving around Di Patson and Kirtley Beale, it's no doubt caused divisions in the Wallaby camp, because initially she was painted as some sort of interfering busybody, but Christian Laufano, who's been brought back into the Wallabies side yesterday, he said she was almost a mother figure to him and did wonderful things for him and other players. So we're getting two sides to this story now, but obviously Ewan McKenzie, the coach, is in under some pressure to explain all the things that have been going on in the Wallabies camp in recent times.
And Warwick, you've got some sad news to report in the racing industry.
Oh yeah, look, it's Caulfield Cup week, but it's certainly a sad moment. Another jockey killed, this time a young woman by the name of Carly May Pye. She was just teaching a horse some of the basic things of horse racing when the horse collapsed, fell on her, crushed her, and she's died in hospital yesterday, James. A very, very sad moment for racing. Takes the gloss off all the spring carnival in Melbourne and so on.
Yeah, it certainly does. Warwick Hatfield, thanks for the update. We'll speak again later in the program.
Good on you, James.
Welcome back.